Lawmakers may have reached a compromise in a controversial bill regarding where renewable energy projects can be built in Indiana. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, a new amendment allows counties that have restrictive wind farm ordinances to keep them, but also encourages them to allow wind farms in special districts.
In these renewable energy districts, the county couldn't have stricter wind farm rules than the state, but people living in them could get incentives. Counties could charge wind companies a one-time construction fee that would go to residents and businesses near wind turbines. They could also give neighbors a larger cut of the tax revenue. Ryan Hoff is with the Association of Indiana Counties, which was originally opposed to the bill.
The concept of incentivizing local participation rather than removal of local control is one that we certainly can get behind.
Counties that want to develop new wind ordinances would have to either follow state guidelines or create renewable energy districts. Unlike in the original bill, wind and solar companies whose projects were denied could no longer appeal to the state. With the amendment, it's unclear if the bill achieves its goal of standardizing laws for siting renewable energy across Indiana. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.